Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, the afternoon, first day of the show, and I'm up in the Shaw contract space with Tim Balcom, the president of Shaw Industries. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great, and so excited to see how busy it is to get an elevator here. That's the first barometer of the mood at the Mart.
I think everybody's smiling today. This is a tremendous crowd here. It's not just on one floor. It's throughout the show. The economist I talked to a couple weeks ago said there's been so much construction go in, and now it's time for them to add the finishes. So I just think people are here shopping for goods, don't you?
I agree. Also, I'm happy to see as we go through, like with Shaw Contract, there's an emphasis on color this year, which I always think that that's a sign of optimism. For all the doomsayers out there, there's still a lot to look forward to with commercial interiors.
Yeah, it's bright and airy. There's a different look. Listen, I'm glad that you gave us time to spend with our listeners. First question I wanted to ask you, how's business?
Business has been good. You know, it's been a little bit spotty. Too often we look at comps. I think in the first 3 months of last year, the industry was in a inventory buying status because of price increases. This year, with all the uncertainty with tariffs, I think people keep their powder dry. But we've certainly seen in the last several weeks new optimism. We certainly feel good about the year.
Mm-hmm. It kind of started slow, but it's starting to pick up now, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to be pleased. I see a smile on your face about all the awards you've won here at NeoCon. And just to run through those, there's two organizations that give awards. There's the HIP Awards, which is Interior Design Magazine. And I think they gave Pat Craft an award for Subtle Impressions. And the Best of NeoCon, you've won, I guess it's a sweep in modular. Pat Craft won the gold for deconstructed felt, and Shaw Contract won the silver for a product called Suited. And you also won with Pat Craft in the LVT category for a product called Handloom. So you've got to be pleased with that, right?
We're very excited. You know, one of the things, we certainly appreciate those people who come in and give us an opportunity to win awards. We certainly take it very seriously, and I have to say we're excited about it. For two reasons. Typically, they're good sellers, but also it gives us an opportunity to get out and talk about design, talk about things that are optimistic with our A&D and end-use customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people who walk around and give these awards, the judges, I mean, it's a panel of about 20, and some of them are A&D, some of them are facility manager, and they usually take a look, and it's not just what it looks like, but the story behind it, what went into the inspiration of it all. So it really is. I mean, when you win these awards, it's usually been well thought out by the jury.
I think so. They do take it very seriously. And two of the three of the products are showing, I think, a trend where we're seeing hard surface and soft surface influencing each other. Deconstructed felt. This is a third iteration of that product. And we're continuing to see those two things run together. It's almost like a hard surface product that has the texture and some of the sound insulating properties of soft surface, but easy to clean, easy to sweep. It's also with the hand loomed. While it's a vinyl product, it actually has some of the geometrics that you would expect in the soft surface.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot of this woven PVC product. So you're in that with some really nice-looking products. I see you have it both on the Pat Craft side and the Shaw Contract side.
We have. We see that as a good trend. What we've done is now engineered these in a way where you get the slip resistance, you get the cleanability. So we're just excited about bringing design and texture and excitement into the floor because we think it sets the tone for productive buildings.
I'll tell you another thing, just a quick observation. Last year, Shaw Contract moved into a new space and didn't really have time to build it out. And this year, you've built it out. And man, I got to tell you, the first thing you see when you walk in there, and I know it's only 2.3% of the commercial flooring used, but you have hardwood throughout that space, and then you've put rugs on top of that. And that is gorgeous. It's really a statement because it's a natural product.
It is a natural product, and there's another natural element, too, and that's sunlight. And I think as we're starting to see designs that bring residential and commercial, bring interior and exterior together, that kind of bumping up together, hard and soft, in and out, residential, commercial, those are all themes that I think we're continuing to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to cover real quick, last week you ran some news on Floor Daily where you've got change on the senior level management on the commercial side. Tell us about that.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to my great partner and friend, Bob Chandler. In fact, after more than 45 years, truly one of the pillars of this industry and one of the foundational architects of our commercial business. In fact, next week for charity, we're doing a Toast of the Town, where we recognize that. So Bob had been, after 45 years, been planning this retirement. He's going to make a very smooth transition. Neocon is the natural changeover time, we think. So it's sort of celebrate. And then he will be arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder with Doug Inc. over the next 6 months as he finishes out the year focused on commercial and a very smooth transition.
Mm-hmm. I saw Doug Inc. in Shanghai at the Domotec show. So he's getting around. So he's stepping into that role. What's his background?
But Doug has been a great partner with Bob multiple times. He was one of his foundational people at PacCraft as they made the transition from being a residential to commercial. As they were purchased by Queen, he was part of that. When they got purchased a second time, Shaw purchasing Queen, Doug left us for a little while and built some great experiences, including that of the Constantine build up just right before they sold to Milliken. Mm-hmm. So when he sold to Milliken, we went after him to have him come back home. He came back home and did a great job first building our global accounts program. And then when Bob stepped into being over all of our commercial business, he stepped into Bob's former role and has been over our global sales.
Mm-hmm. That's great news. And it's good to catch up with you. And congratulations again on these awards for the great products. Again, been talking to Tim Balcom, the president of Shaw Industries at Neocon, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.